أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا. إذ قال لأبيه يا أبت لم تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا. يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. يا أبت لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. يا أبت إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا. The next part of Surah Maryam discusses the story of Ibrahim. It mentioned in the book the story of Ibrahim. Indeed, he was a man of truth and a prophet. Mentioned when he said to his father, O my father, why do you worship that which does not hear and does not see and will not benefit you at all? So there's a connection here between the story of Ibrahim and the story of Maryam and Isa. Next he says, O my father, indeed there has come to me of knowledge that which has not come to you. So follow this way and I will guide you to the straight path, to an even path, a balanced, moderate path. And he said, O my father, do not worship Shaitan. Indeed, Shaitan is disobedient to the most merciful, to Ar-Rahman. O my father, indeed I fear that there will touch you a punishment from the most merciful. So you would be a companion to Shaitan. And so in these verses, Ibrahim, we're reminded of his relationship with his own father. Whereas Maryam and Isa had this great blessing that his mother was this spiritual woman, was this woman who was connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim's experience was the opposite. In Ibrahim's case, his father was worshipping Shaitan. His father was worshipping idols. And he wanted to steer his father away and bring him to balance in his life. Yet his father refused him, as we will see in the next passage. But that is how Allah juxtaposes these two stories. The first one being where the son, like the mother, is in that spiritual connection to Allah. Whereas here, Ibrahim is tested by his own father. And that is what happens. In some ways, we are tested differently than others. So Maryam's test was her trust in Allah as she approached her people with this child. And that was the test. For Ibrahim, his test was his own father's disbelief, that he could not learn spiritually from his father actively, but rather he had to learn in a reactive way. He learned what not to do from his father. A lot of times we might see someone who is being tested in a certain way, and we don't realize that they're being tested. Rather, we just see their blessings. We just see, oh, look how lucky Isa is, his mother is Maryam, of course he'll be a spiritual person. But we don't realize what she went through in the background. We might say to Ibrahim that look how blessed Ibrahim is in his spiritual conviction. And we don't realize what was the test that he went through with his own father. And that is the case a lot of times. We live in this day and age of social media where we're always comparing who has more, who has better. And we feel like we don't have enough. That is what social media has done to us. We do not have enough. And so we must leave that behind and we must look at those that have less than us. Not to belittle them, but to appreciate what we have, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us. So we ask Allah that he helps us to do that. Ameen.